We do have one last question. This is our most important question.
Okay.
Absolutely. And it's, what was your favorite place to eat when you're here at Queen's Law?
Well, I wish I could say that I had the financial wherewithal to be able to eat out always, or that I could go to Chez Piguilla's on a regular basis. So that was not. My favorite place to eat was my house. And so for different reasons, and I'll tell you why. So I would go home on the weekend. I actually went home every weekend.
Wow.
And my mom would cook all this food for me and then freeze it. And then I'd bring it home. So I had all that. But then I had this very unique opportunity to start to learn how to cook things for myself. So I could like make Alfredo sauce from scratch. Wow. And then I started learning. This is how I started to learn to cook. But I had also the knack for being able to make ramen soup in so many different ways.
Ooh.
So because it was a dollar for five.
Yes. Right?
So then
yes.
I could have ramen soup Monday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday. I could have it dry, I could have it wet, I could have it fried, I could have it stir-fried.
Yes, yes, yes.
So me and ramen soup, that was like the best. It was like a love affair.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if I had to pick anywhere to eat, it was definitely going to be at my house, because at least I knew I was going to get a good quantity of food.
Yeah.
And for half the price.
Well, there you have it, folks. Small local business that we got to support. Yeah. I think everyone can relate, though, to the ramen. I literally just had ramen yesterday.
There you go.
Yeah.
See?
Your business is the student diet. Yeah. We all do. We all do. That's also Mark here. That's agreeing. Right, yeah.
Mark's like, hey, yeah, thumbs up on that.
That's me too. That's yeah. Right. Okay. First of all, you are just such an incredible person. I'm so glad that our paths have crossed, because for me, you've meant so much to me through just my legal education, my time here, and meeting you. I just felt like, wow, there's a possibility out here. The times are changing. The legal landscape is changing.
Yes.
So I want to just thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for being you.
Thank you for having me.
Like literally one of the coolest people I've ever met.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes.
Feelings mutual.
There you go. And we really appreciate having this kind of conversation. I'm really excited to see what kind of conversations come after our time.
Yes.
And so I also want to give a few other shout outs and thank yous. I want to give a big thank you to obviously our tech team who set this up for us today, the Mike Square team.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank CFRC because we're going to be airing this live in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM. You can catch us for Queen's Law Hour. Thank you so much for giving us the hour. Thank you so much to Tim and my main man Mark, always, for helping us out. CDO, Julian, Mike, and for you, the audience, for listening. There are genuinely people who come up to me and who say, oh, you know, I listen to this and I listen to that and I really like these aspects. So if this means anything at all to you, that there's not just one way to be a lawyer, thank you so much for listening, for making this possible. You can catch us on Spotify, SoundCloud, your favorite streaming services at Q Law Pod Special Series. And I'm Afshin Chatter, and I'm signing off for What's Next with Afshin.
Very nice.
Need a place to go and watch a picture show? It's unique, boutique, the Screening Room, Kingston's only downtown cinema, a cool and cozy gem. So silence that phone, leave your worries at home, take an armchair vacation to sights unseen, fly solo with friends, or take a date, it's great, we'll butter the Screening Room. Independently owned and operated, three screens with showtimes daily, special events, private rentals, fully accessible, in the heart of downtown Kingston at 120 Princess Street. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter at screeningroomkingston.com.
This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Like you'll go person. woman, man, camera, TV. So it's person, woman, man, camera, TV. Okay, that's very good.
Episode 632 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Phil Gray, and in this weekly show, we explore the coolest 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. This episode is called Scum of the Earth. In tribute to two compilations titled Scum of the Earth, Part 1 and Part 2, a varied history of these compilations. I believe Scum of the Earth was released on Weed Records in 1995. Bunch of other online listings have the publisher as unknown. Then there's a double CD comp called Scum of the Earth, A Complete Story from 1998. There's even a release of Scum of the Earth attributed to Wanker Records. So who can say? But the first Scum of the Earth, 1995, French release on Weed Records, apparently French, described as a numbered reissue, unofficial release, white label. Very cool comp though, so this episode is made up primarily of tracks from the first few tracks from Scum of the Earth Volume 1, and we started the show with the Opposite Six, who released just two records, the first in 1964. From that, on South Shore Records, we started the show with Church Key Part 68.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Phil Gray, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. It's a labor of love. And if you dig what I do, why not buy me a beer? Or just a coffee? You can do that now via buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MrPhilGrey, Mr. Phil Gray. I may not be able to have a beer or coffee in person, but we can do it virtually. On with the show. A few more tracks off Scum of the Earth Volume 1. Starting off with a 1967 release on Jan G Records. 7-inch 45 from a band called The Tri-Cers, T-R-Y space C-E-R-Z, from North Dakota, relocated to Amarillo, Texas. Released a single as The Traces before changing to The Tri-Cers because of a conflict with another band called The Traces. Eventually, they became a band called Sweet Smoke. This one is the B-side of this 1967 45, the A-side cover of The Beatles' Taxman. This one, though, is called Almost There.
I'm gonna see
presence here today, you are contributing to another broadcasting milestone.
Retrospect.
This is Peter C. Budd, originally from the UK, guitarist of the original Cave Dwellers from Chicago. You're tuned to Phil Gray in the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Rock on, Phil.
They call my baby Annie Yoke. They say my baby come from Okefenokee Swamp. My baby. Now my love is true. Now baby, what can I do for you, baby? I told my baby, see you later. She come looking for me on an alligator, my baby. My baby. Now my love is true. Now baby, what can I do for you, baby? From New York, New Jersey to Kansas City, never ever seen no one as pretty as my Annie. Oh, my Annie, she my baby, my Annie Oakley. She come from my Okefenokee, my baby. Yeah, 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 my baby. Yeah, 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 my baby. Yeah, 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 my baby. She my girl, my Annie Oakley. She come from Okefenokee, now baby. Yeah, 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 now baby. Yeah, 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 now baby. Yeah, 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 now baby. Oh, my love is true, now baby, what can I do for you, baby? Oh, baby.
Three tracks from American garage bands off the Scum of the Earth Volume 1 compilation, The Tri-Sirs with Almost There topping the set, then super cool track from The Werps, W-E-R-P-S, recorded for a label called WGW out of Somerville, New Jersey, 1967, A track notable for horn backing, but there is a version without horns, which appeared on Back from the Grave Volume 6. The Whips with Shades of Blue. Then we had Bobby Jameson. A track called Okie Finokie Baby. Pretty much predates Garage Rock, actually. 1964 release on Talamo Records. Bobby Jameson appeared in the 1967 movie Mondo Hollywood alongside his then-girlfriend Gail Slotman, who went on to become Gail Zappa. Bobby Jameson, Okie Finokie Baby. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah.
So we've had a bunch of tracks from Volume 1. We're going to move on to Volume 2 with a band called The Bugs on Polaris Records out of Massachusetts. The Bugs very much influenced by British pop music. Bunch of radio play around Maine and Chicago, right down to Florida, East Coast band. This is the B-side of a 1966 45 on Polaris. The track is called Slide.
might ask yourself, why this sudden concern? Pornography and sex deviation have always been with mankind. But now, consider another fact. Never in the history of the world have the merchants of obscenity, the teachers of unnatural sex acts, had available to them the modern facilities for disseminating this filth. High-speed presses, rapid transportation, mass distribution, all have combined to put the vilest obscenity within reach of every man, woman, and child in the country.
We'll be right back.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Thanks for sticking with me as we explore the Scum of the Earth comps of 60s Garage. Four tracks there off Volume 2 of this comp series. Starting off with the Bugs Slide, then the Crusade. One of two garage bands out of Alaska, came out of a place called Sitka, just 1-45 release on Golden North Records in April 1967. We had the A-side called Psychedelic Woman, followed that with The Evil out of Florida, played with the Strawberry Alarm Clock from their debut 45 1967 cover of What You're Gonna Do About It, and finally in the set The Merchants, M-Y-R-C-H-E-N-T-S. Originally called the Nomads, the Merchants were from Mechanicsburg, together 65 through to 68. One of the band members' family had a rental house on their property, became their practice space. Another band member had some money from a trust fund, having just turned 21 years old, so spent that money deciding to cut a record, the Merchants, a track called Indefinite Inhibition, from a Volume 2 of Scum of the Earth.
Parents, don't allow such trash to be played in your home. I mean, don't allow it on television, don't allow it on radio. What you should with the house? It's causing friction in our home.
Let's take a brief break from the Scum of the Earth comps to have a little bit of global garage. This week I'm starting the set with a track out of Sweden, a band called Lunatics, recorded for Midnight Sun Records. This is a 1966 45. The A side of the 45 was a cover of The Who's The Good's Gone. This is the B side. No Other Baby from Sweden's The Lunatics.
They're coming from all over the world, people all over the world. We have no idea.
Everybody wants to see me dead, or yes, I know this too. My best friend don't want to see me more, my life is dark, you know. My girlfriend left me alone, I just don't want to live. I need a place in the cemetery. I have no guilt to pay, and if I just have to go to hell, I know it won't be worse. I have no woman, I have no friends, and all my hair and it's empty and blue. I am alone, all alone, and I wanna be dead, yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanna be all alone.
Turn them off. Turn them off.
Starting in Sweden with the Lunatics, No Other Baby, then Los Mockers, who you can see on the Retrospect Facebook and Insta. Los Mockers, part of the Uruguayan invasion of South America, primarily influenced by the Rolling Stones, forming in Montevideo, 1963, relocating 3 years later over to Argentina, having scored a contract with EMI Argentina. Los Mockers, Empty Harem from this band out of Uruguay, then to Retrospect favourite Peru with Los Yetis. From their 1966 self-titled LP on Discos Fuentes, Los Yetis, with Ya No Te Aguanto Más.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Well, even more global garage now. Going to Japan, this band you can see on our Facebook and Instagram, they're called The Tempters, part of the group Sound Scene, featuring a vocalist, Kenichi Hakawara, also known as Shoken. This is The Tempters, their cover of Valerie.
There's a girl I know who makes me feel so good. If I could, I'd go back.
I love you.
these things seem far-fetched to you? If you lived in Russia or China or Cuba, they would not seem so. The citizens of these countries for many years have felt the iron heel of communism upon their daily lives. And unless we have some rapid changes in our country, our easygoing life of 40 hours a week workload and 2 or 3 weeks of paid vacation a year will soon be over. We too will be on the same schedule of every communist nation on earth. You will be at work by 5 o'clock in the morning. You'll work until 8 o'clock at night. You'll be forced to work under armed guards continually. You won't work 5 days a week. You won't work 6 days a week. Instead, you'll work 7 days a week, 363 days out of the year. You'll only have 2 days a year off. Those 2 days will be used to praise the communist takeover.
Some others, Mexico was worse. It's terrible.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic. Set with Japanese band The Tempters, Valerie, then two tracks out of Spain, starting with Los Caifas, more of a soul band out of Barcelona, formed 1967, a track called
Oye mis ansias de vivir. Then Los Iberos. Just one LP on Columbia Records, 1969. Los Iberos. Unfortunately, the band curtailed when a van accident killed a driver and a band member had serious head injuries. Los Iberos LP released on Decca from that version of Liar Liar. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Let's go back to the Scum of the Earth compilations just to wrap this episode. Here is the Crazy Teens. It's another one that very much predates 60s Garage, but it fits right in here, and it was on the Scum of the Earth comp. A-side of a 1959 45 on Scott. This is Crazy Teens with Crazy Date.
I called my baby about a quarter of eight. I asked my baby if she wanted a date. I said I'd meet her at the corner at nine. She gave a sigh, she said, now that's just fine. I asked my baby what she wanted to do. She gave a sigh, she said, now that's up to you. Cream parlor or the picture show. She gave a sigh, she said, now that's too slow. About the Friday night hop. That would be fine if I knew how to bop. Ha 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 ha. Listen here, baby, don't get in such a stew. Friday night, there should be plenty to do.
You're with Phil Gray on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
And he's got this high approval rating, so why don't I have a high approval rating? We'll be right back.
Echoes off the Scum of the Earth compilations, recorded for a label called Lawn in 1964, out of Worcester, Minnesota. Instrumental two-sider, the A-side Bluebell Bounce, we had the B-side Tiger Talk from the Blue Echoes. Bringing us to the end of this episode, please remember, loads and loads of back episodes wherever you get your podcasts. If you can rate the show, we love 4 stars, we love 5 if there's 5 as an option. Every rating we get, every review we get certainly helps, as does our social media follows, Facebook, Insta and TikTok, just look for Retrospect 60s Garage. Instrumental to wrap this episode on Pride Records from 1963, but appearing on Scum of the Earth comps. This one also appeared on Garage Punk Unknowns Volume 6, Boozin' Surf Bash, 9 Demented Trash Rock Blasters versus 9 Wild Instrumentals. Well, with hype like that, it better be cool. Here we go from 1963, The Motivations, A-side of this 45 on Pride Records. This is called The Birds. I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for joining me here on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. With Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's truly not appropriate.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.
I wanna touch you, but I'm scared. I really love you, though I swear. I dread the moment you're not there. I need your hands in my hair. Is another exercise for your mind. Keep the shakes out of view.
Surrounded by your friends, even your enemies came